Okay, Hector, are you ready? Right, go.
Okay. Hello, everyone. So, I don't know if you know about OpenSUSE. They have a build service which is quite nice for building stuff. And we have been using it for building LXD packages. The maintainer in Debian is building for SID and WSI, can test, have an overlay, then, okay, everything works, upload to Debian. And if you go to more bigger list, the GNOME stack is also tested here. There's 3.10, which is an experimental right now. So, I don't know, FTP masters are working on a PPA implementation, I think. Okay, and release team, this can might help with transitions and find out the spot issues early. So, I don't know, if you find that this can be really helpful for Debian, just give me some feedback and I might be able to set up a service for Debian developers, if it's helpful. So, do you have any question?
Last time I used the instance from OpenSUSE, or the official one, the Debian repositories are filtered, and not all source packages are present in the archive. And because they still use signed archive keys, the same one, they just, those files are 404, not available. And so our instance would be useful. And the other case was, at the time, it didn't support source package 3.0 quillball. Is that supported now?
Okay, this is a modified patch OpenSUSE, which we can put into, we can set up in Debian.
Hello?
Okay, so this is a patched instance of OpenSUSE. I think the OpenSUSE guys are being improved, the Debian support, and they are happy to improve. And I'm in the process working with them, trying to merge the stuff and make Debian stuff work better on their systems. So, I mean, we have it working. We can have it working for Debian if you find it useful. Any other question?
Hello? What sort of architectures is that build? Is it just sort of 64-bit x86?
Well, it depends on the workers you attach, like the build daemons. You can attach as many as you want.
It's not a build service as such. It's like a build the system you can run yourself on whatever kit you have, is it?
Okay. It's split with a front end and an API you can drive with command line or with a web UI interface. And then you have a back end. And then you have workers which are attached to the system. These workers are like effectively the build daemons. So you have an ARM architecture you can attach, Intel architectures, MIPS. So you can have support for everything. And it's just install one package in a Debian system, and then you can have a worker running. I'm also managing Debian infrastructure, and I find this system is really nice, and it can be really helpful. But, I mean, at least it is for me.
So what does it actually use under the hood? What does it use under the hood? Is it any version of SBuild or the likes, or is it completely...
No, the package build package, and it's root.
And what's doing the master slave stuff? And is it a completely new infrastructure that does all this?
Okay. Yes.
My understanding basically is that OBS is the OpenSUSE equivalent of the Debian build the infrastructure.
This isn't a question to Hector, this is a general one. Do we actually build D here this weekend?
Really?
No. Okay, yeah. That answers my question. Oh, sorry, Hector, yes. Because I'd like to talk to a couple of the build D people, and maybe we could do that over lunch.
I'm Billy.
So, any more questions? Because I've got one. So, what compelling reasons are there to use this instead of what we already have?
Well, this is the compelling reason is people wanting to work on systemd, for example, or NomStack, where you have very interlinked dependencies depend on others, and you can prepare the whole set of packages, test them locally, and just upload them all. What currently, that's I think when you work with one package, okay, it's fine. But when you have like a set of packages, that's very easy because you can branch. Like this, I was showing you here. You can branch, and then this a project with five packages, and this point. Sorry. Bigger. Okay. So there is five packages here, and they are linked to Debian Seed and Debian Wisi, and you can see they are built successful. So okay, it's fine. You can upload to Debian. And
thank you. And time's up. Anybody else? Lars? And Joachim? Right, but go on.
Okay.
Ready when you are. If you can talk to front desk folks afterwards, we'll keep a list of who did talk about what.
Right. See if we can get some picture here. I have power. That looks almost good. Yeah, that looks good. Okay. And I think black on white looks better. White on black.